You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 9-year-old child was injured after a gun accidentally went off in a Kenosha police officer's home this week. Investigators say the kid got into a locked gun safe and fired the gun by accident. The weapon wasn't the officer's official duty firearm. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is investigating the situation. Police say the child's injuries were minor. Damage tabulations are underway. FEMA inspectors were in southeastern Wisconsin assessing damage after recent flooding yesterday. Teams visited homes in Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington counties, talking directly with people about the impact. At this point, no disaster declaration has been made and no aid checks are being handed out. Officials are still urging people to keep reporting damages by calling 211. The price at the pump has jumped. If you're filling up in southeastern Wisconsin, expect to pay more for gas after flooding shut down a major oil refinery in Indiana. The average price is now $3.19 a gallon, up 20 cents just this week. The Hoosier State BP refinery normally supplies much of the fuel for southeastern Wisconsin. Repairs might not be done there for another week. Gateway Technical College is getting national recognition. A statement says it's because of their work to assist first-generation college students. The college was recently selected to join the First Gen Forward Network. That's a group that highlights schools committed to improving success for students who are the first in their families to attend college. Nearly 38% of Gateway students fit in that category. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a weekend series tonight in Milwaukee against the Giants. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 4-1 win over the Cubs at Wrigley to snap a 3-game losing streak. Bryce Terang with a 2-run homer to get things started.
You don't want to lose, but we know what this team is capable of doing. There was no panic. What happened yesterday and the day before that, it doesn't matter. Nobody really thought much of it. Obviously, you don't want to lose games, but you move on and you go out there and compete the next day. We're in a good spot. Team plays hard and we want to win every game that we can.
NFL at the Packers training camp. A fight during joint practices with the Seahawks. Actually, three fights. One after practice. It started with a Seahawks player interfering with the Packers huddle.
Like, it's already disrespectful that they're in our huddle. And then somebody gets hit while we're in the huddle. You know, got to have some pride.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Summer is winding down, but there are still lots of activities in Milwaukee you can take advantage of before school starts and the weather changes. Check out Summer Night Movies in Veterans Park on Saturday nights. The movies are free and the popcorn is only a buck. If you're feeling a Latin vibe, check out Mexican Fiesta 2025 on Milwaukee's lakefront this weekend. The festival offers great food, music, and mariachi. And if you just want to mosey around outside, check out the annual 38th Street Block Party. The event starts at 12 p.m. Saturday, August 23rd. And offers free food, games, great music, and good Milwaukee summer vibes. And finally, if you haven't been to a Brewers game yet this summer, this would be a great weekend for fun at the old ballpark. Friday night, August 22nd, is Stranger Things night. The crew will be giving away Stranger Things-themed Brewer ball caps. And Sunday, August 24th, the Brewers are holding a Euchre celebration of life in honor of the legendary Bob Euchre. Enjoy these last few summer weekends, folks. Week 34 of the box office calendar is upon us, and there are three films opening in wide release. Honey Don't pairs director Ethan Coen with Margaret Qualley. The two collaborated on Driveaway Dolls and now team up to tell the story of a small-town PI in this comedy crime drama. The film also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans, but it's pulling a less than 50% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Fantasy action movie Nuza opens this weekend and has rave reviews behind it. The follow-up to the original from writer-director Yu Yang is pulling an almost 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. If neither of those are your cup of tea, check out Relay, a mystery thriller starring Riz Ahmed and Lily James. Reviews so far are really good as it is pulling an 85% fresh rating. You could also have leftovers weekend and check out all the blockbusters still in theaters. Let's go to the movies. You can never have enough comedy. And if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. And in other September 5th movie release news, Highest to Lowest will also be available to stream at home on said date. The thriller, starring Denzel Washington and directed by Spike Lee, is currently in theaters in pseudo-wide release, but hard to find in Wisconsin. Highest to Lowest tells the story of a music producer who becomes the target of a ransom plot. Still not sure why the film is not more available theatrically with such a big star and famous director, but you can check it out in just a couple weeks on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 68, an isolated shower possible. Saturday, mostly sunny and highs near 80 degrees. Clear Saturday night, upper 50s, sunshine and a high near 73 on Sunday.
It's 67 right now.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.